Yet what General Odierno and the 4th ID are remembered for is something very different. In fact, for what may be the high point of the U.S. occupation. "We got 'em," Bremer exclaimed to reporters on December 14th. After 38 weeks of searching, Operation Red Dawn, involving 600 conventional and special operations troops, had caught Saddam Hussein hiding in a hole on a farmstead near the village of Dawr, 10 miles southeast of Tikrit, and not far from his birthplace of Oujda. An informant had said that an important person was there amid the palm groves and orange orchards. One soldier noticed a prayer rug over a dirt spot that looked swept recently. The rug was removed, and a styrofoam lid was found underneath it. After it was lifted, carefully, in case it was booby-trapped, it revealed a square-cut hole resembling a mine shaft. "Under standard procedures," said Colonel James Hickey, the smart, sad-eyed commander of the operation, "soldiers would have dropped a grenade or fired into the spider hole. But before they could, two hands appeared in surrender. Saddam was taken into custody by a combination of special operations troops and members of the 4th Infantry Division." At last, some commanders thought, the corner had been turned. Not only had Saddam been caught, he hadn't even put up a fight, a circumstance that appeared to undercut the heroic image he had tried to construct. Bremer presented the moment to Iraqis as a potential turning point in the life of their nation. "This is a great day in your history," he said. "With the arrest of Saddam Hussein, there is a new opportunity for members of the former regime, whether military or civilian, to end their bitter opposition. Let them come forward now in a spirit of reconciliation and hope, lay down their arms, and join you, their fellow citizens, in the task of building the new Iraq." Some U.S. commanders, caught up in the euphoria of the moment, said at the time that they believed it was the beginning of the end of the insurgency. "The Wicked Witch is dead," rejoiced Lieutenant Colonel Henry Arnold, a battalion commander in the 101st Airborne based near the Syrian border. "The capture of Saddam Hussein will have a tremendous negative impact on the Ba'athist insurgency, and it's all good news for us in the future of Iraq." He predicted that most of the former regime elements, or FRE, active in the insurgency now would be demoralized. "I believe that the majority of the FRE will melt away and begin to reintegrate into normal society. I think this puts a nail in the coffin of hopes that the Ba'ath Party could ever regain control of Iraq," an army general said. "There is no longer any central figure around whom such a movement could coalesce." Indeed, in the next few weeks, the U.S. military obtained the best information it had seen in months. "The peak was in the December time frame after we took down Saddam and captured him," General Sanchez said in a legal statement given later in legal proceeding. On Christmas Eve, Fadil Muhammad Ahmed, who was believed to be commanding former members of the regime and launching attacks in Baghdad, turned himself in.